Welcome back to the Daily Taoist Podcast with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I will be your host on this journey of 81 verses. Today, I will be talking about verse 32, living the perfect goodness of the Tao. 32nd verse. The eternal Tao has no name. Although simple and subtle, no one in the world can master it. If kings and lords could harness them, the 10,000 things would naturally obey. Heaven and earth would rejoice with the dripping of sweet dew. Everyone would live in harmony, not by official decree, but by their own goodness. Once the whole is divided, the parts need names. There are already names. Know when to stop. Know when reason sets limits to avoid peril. Rivers and streams are born of the ocean, and all creation is born of the Tao. Just as all water flows back to become the ocean, all creation flows back to become the Tao. Living the perfect goodness of the Tao. In this verse, Lao Tzu describes the ecstasy of being truly on the same page as your source. What you might describe as open-heartedness or joy is the simple and subtle flow of the Tao's energy that is responsible for all of life, and no effort on your part is necessary. Lao Tzu opens this verse with a reminder that no one, not you, me, or even the most powerful king or dictator, can rein in or master this force known as the Tao. If it were under our control, then all of nature and its 10,000 things would celebrate because we'd live in peace and harmony. When we are able to live and breathe the perfect goodness that is the Tao, wars, famine, conflict, and other negative human creations cease to exist. The challenge presented in this 32nd verse of the Tao Te Ching is how to live in our physical world in unison with the eternal, always molding and always creating Tao. Look at what you desire to bring into your life. Then, in the context of this sweet verse, feel grateful for everything you encounter. Express gratitude by writing the flow of your existence and allowing it to be your ally. You can steer while you are still enjoying this glorious ride, but if you neglect to fight it, you'll ultimately get pulled under by its current. This is true for every aspect of your life. The more you push against it, the more resistance you create. Be aware of anything that's directing you towards activities that truly ignite your passion. If events seem to be taking you in a new direction in your work, for instance, signs point to changing your job or location, pay attention. Do not get pulled under by refusing to budge and continuing a familiar, frustrating routine, and then justifying our fear of change. Recognize the Tao energy coursing through our life and quit fighting your calling. I watch my young son on a surfboard each day in the summer here in Maui. He loves the thrilling ride as he accelerates by going with the force of the wave. He's not attempting to control it by prolonging it or forcing it to move in a different direction. I use this as a metaphor for my life, for I write in the flow. I allow the thoughts and ideas to come in and move onto the page. I allow myself to be carried by the great wave of the Tao in all of my decisions, which brings me peace. That is because I trust in the perfect goodness of the Tao to guide me, direct me, and take me where it will. You and I are rivers and streams that Lao Tzu mentions in this verse. We were born of the Tao, our source of being, and we're returning to the Tao. The return trip is inevitable. It can't be stopped, so watch your body as it goes through its changes, noting that it does so in the same way that the rivers head down to the ocean to reemerge and become one with it. Lao Tzu urges you to know when to stop driving yourself, advising you to instead jump onto the oneness, into the oneness, and avoid all manner of difficulties that he calls your peril. Flow with the Tao in everything you do. Give up the need to be in charge, which is just your ego working overtime. You cannot force the Tao. Let it carry you by relaxing it into your trust and faith. As you ride this glorious wave of the Tao, consider this advice from Alan Watts in The Tao, The Watercourse Way. Let your ears hear whatever they want to hear. Let your eyes see whatever they want to see. Let your mind think whatever it wants to think, and let your lungs breathe in their own rhythm. Do not expect any special result, for in this wordless and idealist state, where can there be past or future, and where any notion of purpose? Stop, look, and listen right now before you go on reading. Yes, get into the perfect goodness of the Tao right now, in your business, in your relationships, in your career, in everything. Stop, listen for your passion, and then allow yourself to be taken there by the ceaseless tide of all creation, which continues in spite of your ego's opinions. Here's what Lao Tzu seems to be saying to you through me about implementing the idea of this 30-second verse of the Tao Te Ching. Pay attention to the flow of your life. Remind yourself that you do not have to be in charge, that in fact it is impossible for you to be in charge. The nameless force, which Lao Tzu calls the Tao, moves everything. So your continual argument with it only causes dissatisfaction. Every day, practice letting go and seeing where you are directed. Take note of who shows up and when. Observe the strange coincidences that seem to collaborate with fate and in some way steer you in a new direction. Keep track of situations that occur spontaneously or out of our realm of your control. Look for a new joyous feeling within you. And as you move in the direction of loosening the leash, so to speak, you'll become keenly aware of the exhilaration of the Tao flowing through you. Begin to see what passions are stirred up as you allow the ride to be directed by your source rather than ego. These joyous feelings are clues that you're beginning to harmonize with what Lao Tzu calls your own goodness. Your enthusiastic inner receptivity is your reminder that all is perfect, so trust that energy. Do the Tao now. Pick a time today, perhaps between noon and 4 p.m., to consciously free your mind from attempting to control the events of your life. Go for a walk and simply let yourself be carried along. Let your feet go where they will. Observe everything in your line of vision. Notice your breath, the sounds you hear, the wind, the cloud formations, the humidity, the temperature, everything. Simply let yourself be immersed and transported, and notice how it feels to just go with the flow. Now decide to let freedom be your guide. Realize that traffic, the weather, people in your life, the stock exchange, and tides, all of it is taking place of its own pace in its own way. You can move with the eternal, perfect Tao as well. Be it now. Thanks for listening, guys. Really appreciate the follows and support. The podcast has crossed well over 35,000 downloads in 2 years. So thank you. If you are a supporter of the channel, please follow, like, hit subscribe on your favorite platform. Get notifications on your YouTube apps, really helps the algorithm. Follow along on my social medias at The Daily Taoist across all handles. And of course, my Twitter at Bill_Summer. I'm in a really good place, guys. Just started a new job as a electrical instructor at a college up here in Northern Alberta. I'm going to do this for a while, see how I feel about it. I'm going to just take one day at a time and go with the flow, not try to control things too much. As always, I love each and every one of you in the Mandelbrot universe. Keep your stick on the ice. Cheers. And namaste from Will.